Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling. My name is Randy. I am on a recorded line. This is the NEC hotline.
Hi, Randy. This is Jonathan. I have Ms. Lachey Gray on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Yes, no problem at all. Miss Gray, are you on the line?
I'm connecting her now.
Okay, thank you, sir. Hello, Miss Gray?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, good morning. My name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line. And I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula claim?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, let me. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm fine, I'm okay. Can't complain.
Good. Again, my name is Randy Reese, and just in case we get disconnected, I have 856-215-7380.
Yes, that's me.
Okay, and my desk is a 949 number. I'm going to go ahead and text you that number. If we, for some reason, should get disconnected, I'll call you right back. Okay? Now, having said that, have you, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with this, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And I do need to ask it one more time. This is just housekeeping, and it's in a little different way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm, but most importantly, you've not signed any documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And your child was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, NEC, is that correct?
Yes.
Was there any other diagnoses also, such as short bowel syndrome, perforated bowel, or anything else, any other stomach ailments?
No, everything that I provided, that was all.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't see the information that you gave to the previous gentleman that you were speaking to. So I'm I'm doing a legal intake here, and that's why it's important for me to tell you that it's on a recorded line. And they have started settling these claims, so really my job is to just try to get as much pertinent information as we can. We do want to make sure that you qualify and make, of course, the claim and participate if your child was diagnosed. I was born premature myself, just so you know a little bit of background on me. So I'm really passionate about this claim. I really, really am.
Okay.
Was there any other injuries? How's the child doing now, I should ask?
No, it's just it's okay, but this whole process has been a lot. Like, I've been stressed out, my mental been all over the place.
I totally get it. It's physically exhausting. It's mentally exhausting. And it's also financially exhausting. So that's why, like I say, I really, really hope that, you know, we can get you in on this, especially since you do have the diagnosis. Now, there was no other injuries other than the NEC, or is there any ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions still to this day?
No.
Okay. Okay. So no other serious. That's good, actually. Do you have medical records?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what date your child was diagnosed?
Yes, it was January 27th.
January 27th. What year, ma'am?
2024.
Oh, very recently. Okay. And was your baby diagnosed before or after he was given formula?
After.
Okay. And do you know how long that diagnosis came after being fed the formula? Was it before 7 days or after 7 days?
It was after 7 days.
Okay.
So it just kept going on to throw up,
I know it's terrible. It's terrible.
It's so much that.
It is. It is. Do you know the name of the hospital where he was at, where he was diagnosed?
Yes, the name of the hospital was Jefferson Hospital.
Is that also where he was born?
Yes.
Jefferson Hospital. And I'm pulling it up on Google, so I don't have to. Is that in Philly?
No, that's in Jersey.
Oh, in Jersey. Oh, there is one in Philly. They're all over. I see that. Is it Cherry Hill, New Jersey, or Sewell?
Sewell, New Jersey.
Sewell. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just copying and pasting the information. Is that the same hospital he was born at?
Yes.
Okay. And at 435 Huffield Cross Keys. And I'll copy that twice and paste it. Thank you for that. Gotta love Google, right? Okay. And while I'm doing that, just so you know, like I said, they have started settling these cases. And if you're curious, you can go on, you can actually Google the settlements. And I know it's not going to make up for what you had to go through, but you deserve it because I know it's really, really nasty.
Yeah.
And the fear, whether your child was going to make it or not, you know, it's just, oh my God.
Okay.
Ma'am, do you remember what brand formula was being used?
Similac.
Thank you, ma'am. And you are the mother. And
yes, I'm the mother.
Your baby's still alive, correct?
Yes.
And you do still have authority to sign on behalf of your child. Are you guys both residents of the United States?
Yes.
And you do have authority to sign for your child, correct? You're the mom.
Yeah, I'm the mother, yeah.
Thank you. And what was the gestational age at birth? How many weeks along were you?
Was that 6 weeks? Let me see. It was all over the place.
Do you think it was, if you were, you just mentioned maybe 6 weeks early, was, you think 36 weeks is about where you were?
Yeah, it was, I think so. I had wrote everything down because I've just been like all over the place. Okay. For my kids.
Do you want me to put 36 weeks?
Yeah, I think it was 30 weeks.
30 weeks. Okay. I'll put 30 weeks, ma'am. And your baby was diagnosed at the hospital, or did he leave and come back?
Diagnosed at the hospital.
Thank you. And what's your child's date of birth?
January 24, 2024.
2024. Okay. Can I go back up? You said that his birth date is January 24th, correct? And
yes.
then you said he was diagnosed.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's January 17th, 2023.
Thank you, ma'am. And then the diagnosis date, was that 23? 127 of 23?
That was 22 of 23.
Thank you.
So January 22nd, 2023.
Is the diagnosis date?
Yes, that's the diagnosis. That's the diagnosis date.
Let me clear this up. The birth date, because I'm confused. Sorry. His date of birth is January 17th of 2023, correct?
Yes.
And then the diagnosis date you had told me is the 27th of January of 2023?
I was getting my birthday mixed up. It was January 22nd, 2023. That's the diagnosis date.
Okay, that's his birthday.
And then it was 30 weeks, 7 months and 30 weeks.
Okay. So again, his date of birth is January 22nd or January 17th?
January 17th.
Thank you. That's what I have. Okay. And then again, his diagnosis date was the 27th. So it was about 10 days after his birthday. Is that correct?
The 22nd.
Thank you, ma'am, for correcting me. Okay, so that is actually... ...22nd from when he was born the 17th. 3 days. That's within 7 days. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he was given the formula and diagnosed with NEC within 7 days because he was diagnosed on the 22nd and he was born on the 17th. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And so right now he's one. Oh, he's two, actually.
Yeah.
And do you have his birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And don't forget, if you know any other moms that want to be involved in this claim, please give them my name and phone number, okay?
Oh, okay. That's perfect. Yeah, I will let other people know.
Thank you. Can you please confirm the injured party's gender? He's a boy, right?
Girl.
Oh, it's a girl, and I've been saying boy. I'm so sorry. So it's a female.
Yeah. Yes, Jenny Gray. Yes.
Jenny Gray?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Okay. She's obviously single, correct?
Yes.
I know, they have to ask. And do you spell Jenny? How do you spell Jenny?
J-E-N-N-Y. Last name Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Thank you for that. Okay, is there a junior or senior, anything to that?
No, not at all.
And do you know the last four of her social security number?
Yes, 0614.
Thank you. And you are Lashae?
Yes.
L-A-S-H-A-E?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Lashae. You haven't said anything, but my last name is Reese like the peanut butter cups. It makes it real easy to remember, okay?
Reese?
Reese.
Okay, yeah, Reese.
Everybody likes the peanut butter cups. And that is G-R-A-Y for Gray, correct?
Yes.
Now, Lashae, is there any suffix or anything to your name? Any, you know, junior,
no.
Senior? Thank you. And your current marital status?
Single.
And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And your social security number, please.
156-966-667.
I have 156-966-667.
Mm-hmm.
And your date of birth, please.
10/27/1994.
10/27/1994.
Yes.
You just had a birthday.
My birthday.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
yes. Ma'am, is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer text, phone, or email?
Text or phone.
Okay. And best time to get a hold of you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
As soon as possible. It don't matter.
Okay, cool. And for your email, I have tyannalashae94@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your address, please?
129 West Washington Street, Fallsboro, New Jersey, 08066.
You said Fallsboro?
Fallsboro, yes.
Fallsboro, New Jersey. No, it's not Hillsboro, though, right? It's Fallsboro.
No, P-A-U-L-S-B-O-R-O.
Fallsboro, got it. Found it. Is there an apartment number or anything?
No, it's a house.
And what's the street again? I mean the number. The number.
129 West Washington Street.
And that's Fallsboro, New Jersey, 08066, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I can tell you're getting tired. Okay.
I'm just drunk.
And how is your name listed on the birth certificate? Is it listed as you gave it to me, Lashae Gray, or is there a middle name too?
Lashae Tiana Gray.
Okay, hang on. Can you spell Tiana for me?
T-Y-A-N-N-A.
Thank you. It's also in your email. G-R-A-Y, thank
mm-hmm.
you. And this is optional. You can list the father's name on the birth certificate, or you do not have to. The claim is being filed by you, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's like, there's no reason for him to be on nothing.
We'll leave it blank. Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues, any neglect, loss of custody, anything like that, or none?
None.
Thank you. Now, this has to do with the family history, any illicit drug use, cocaine, methamphetamine, psilocybin, PCP, anything like that, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And this has to do with any issues during pregnancy, any hypertension disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Now, you did mention that the child was born premature. And I think you said that was 30 weeks and 6 days. Do you remember what the birth weight was?
I believe it was like 3 pounds and 20 ounces. Yeah, three pounds and 20 ounces.
Wow. Very, very small. And he was born in New Jersey, correct?
Yes, he was born in New Jersey.
Thank you, ma'am. I know a little bit's repetitive. Was he in the NICU when he received that diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember how long he was in the NICU for? He was in the NICU from birth, which was the 17th. And then do you remember about approximately, and it could be approximate, you don't have to be exact. Do you remember, did they keep him in the NICU for a couple weeks, a week, at least a week?
How long was...
Could have been a month. I was 2 months.
I know he was hospitalized for 29 days.
Okay. Do you remember when they moved him from the NICU to the general, or was he in the NICU the whole time and then he went home?
He was in, it was like back and forth.
Okay. What would you want me to put for an approximate? And it just needs to be approximate for his discharge from the NICU, not from the hospital, but from the NICU. Do you think he was there for like 10 days first, a week first? What do you think?
I'm really trying to remember, so I don't get nothing messed up.
But remember, on this particular one, it's going to be approximate, so you won't be messing it up if you get it wrong. We just want to hear from you the approximate dates, but they will be confirmed with the medical records. So if you're a little bit off, that's okay.
Okay, so you could just put anything, because I'm not even sure.
I want you to tell me, though, because I can't. So do you think a week is reasonable?
Yeah, like a week.
Okay, so that would be
like a week or two.
If he got diagnosed on the 24th, let me go back up. Let's try to make some sense of this, because somebody else will look at it. And so if he got diagnosed on the 22nd, so we know that he was in the NICU for 5 days because he got diagnosed in the NICU. So he was in there for at least 5 days, which would take him past the 22nd. Now, after he got the diagnosis and then they figured out what was going wrong with him, did they do any surgeries or anything like that? Or did they change the formula, which is usually what they do? Do you remember?
Yes, they did surgery.
Oh, they did.
On the 20th. Yes.
On what day?
On the 24th.
On the 24th. So he was still in the NICU at least on the 24th then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why don't we, 3 days after that surgery would have been the 27th. Do you want to safely put the 27th that he was let out of the NICU and moved to the general ward, baby ward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you're safe on that. And then I know it's a little bit repeat. Let me go back up and get Jenny's name. Jenny Gray. Does Jenny have a middle name?
Amor.
Oh, like love,
A-M-O.
Right? Know that. I do know that one. Hold on. That's sweet. Jenny, A-M-O-R-E?
A-M-O-R.
Okay. And then Gray, G-R-A-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember, did they give her formula right off the bat at the hospital, or were you breastfeeding?
Yes, they gave her formula right off the bat. I didn't breastfeed.
Okay. So that would have been like right when she was born. Okay, let me scroll back up, make sure I'm crossing my T's, dot my I's here. So from the 17th. And does she still take formula today?
Yes.
Okay. But she's obviously switched the formula, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When did you first learn of it? And there's no right or wrong answer here. When did you first learn of a connection between the baby formula and that NEC that your baby has, Jenny? It could have been when you saw our ad.
It was just, you said, when did I first know about this?
Yes.
Oh, I seen it on TV.
How long ago was the first time you saw it? There's no right or wrong answer on this one either.
I would say probably like last month.
Last March?
And then I just,
okay.
Last month.
Oh, last month. Okay. And you said, hey, I don't blame you on that one. You said, hey, wait a minute. My child got that. Yes. Okay. So we're going to put, September 1st, 2024. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was there any time between the usage and the injury? What was the time? Basically 3 days, right? I mean, that's when, well, let me try it a different way. When you gave the baby the formula, was Jenny throwing it up right away? Just getting sick?
It was probably like an hour,
okay,
or two before the throw up, the constipation, breath issues, like breathing.
So it was within hours of being fed formula.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for that. I'm so sorry. Okay, and again, no breast milk. I already asked you that. That's very common too in premature babies, by the way. Don't beat yourself up over that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yes, the child was fed formula in the hospital. Now, you already mentioned that little Jenny was vomiting and throwing up. Was that vomit? Was there a color to that vomit, like a green or yellowish tint?
It was like the same, like probably like yellowish.
Okay, thank you. And did she have any of the other symptoms like low body temperature, apnea, hypertension, bradycardia? She probably had swollen red tender belly, trouble feeding. You said constipation.
Yes.
Did she have swollen red tender belly?
Yes.
And did she have dark bloody stools?
Yeah, it was stomach pains, vomiting, constipation.
I got to type a couple things out. Bloody stools.
It was
yeah.
just so much. That,
I know. I have to type out. They give you three to check, but you got more than that. Apnea. So I'm going to just type them out because we want them all to know.
And then it was like I didn't have no support system. And, like, I was just so stressed out.
I know, ma'am. You poor thing. When was the last time Jenny went to the doctor over the NEC? Could have been just a regular visit last time you took her. And I don't need the exact date. It could just be like a month ago. It could be this year. I don't need an exact date.
It was probably like April of this year.
Okay.
I normally write autumn. Like,
that's okay. I put the 15th just to be safe because approximate is okay. And who's Jenny's doctor?
Miss Mary.
Do you know her last name?
Dr. Mary Sims.
Sims. New Jersey. I'll see if I can find her. I put Miss. That isn't going to help me. Doctor. Sorry. Mary Sims. There she is. She's at Jefferson Health.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mary Staley Sims.
Yeah.
Okay. I got her. Thank you for that. Do you like her?
Yes, she's perfect.
That's important. It's the only reason I ask that, to be honest with you. I really
very
like...
Very patient.
Yeah, that's what I need. I really like my doctor. So, that's kind of why I ask people, make sure you're happy with your doctor. I think that makes a world of difference, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. I'm just doing some copying and pasting here. It's very easy to find your doctor. Which also tells me that's a good thing. Even the phone number's there. Okay, we're almost there. Got it. And Dr. Mary is also who Jenny continues to see, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And still goes there to team, where Dr. Mary's at Team Health East? Or at Jefferson? Okay, we got it. We're good. They'll have the records there. Okay. We really are almost done, and I appreciate your patience. You've done a real good job. And you mentioned the intestinal-related surgery, the exploratory laparotomy. Was there any other surgeries?
No.
Okay. There is no right or wrong answer to the next question I'm going to ask. Are you familiar with the Bell stage in of NEC? You can say no, you're not.
No.
Okay. I'll tell you who he is. He was the gentleman, a doctor, Martin Bell, who first diagnosed NEC, and he put it into three different stages. I would say that your child is in the third stage. I'm so sorry. But this next question, I'm hoping a really good answer. How's Jenny doing now?
She's doing okay.
Doing okay. Does she have to watch what she eats or anything?
Yes, I eat certain foods, yes.
Has diet issues. Must eat balanced. Has diet issues, must eat properly, I'm going to put. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And this next question, we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is so that we can continue your case for your loved one. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. This helps prevent disruptions in your case. So could you give me the first name and a phone number of someone that we may contact if we're trying to get a hold of you?
Yes, I got another number. It's 856-250-4033.
And what's the first name on that number?
No, that's my number. I don't have nobody else's number that you could, I don't know.
Does somebody live there with you?
So you want my sister? You want my sister number?
What's her first name?
Alanae, A-L-O-N-A-E.
Okay, Alanae, and she's your sister. I'll just leave the same number there that you gave me, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And I'll just put, she's there with you, so I'll just put for her address, your address, if that's acceptable to you. And that's the 129 West Paulsboro. Have you ever signed DocuSign before?
No.
Super easy. Let me see something here. Okay, so there is one question that I need to ask. I got to go back up. Just bear with me. Now, on injuries that she sustained, I didn't list anything, but would you say that she still, because from what we just talked about, would you still say she has ongoing gastrointestinal issues or bowel conditions? You know, does she still get constipated or anything like that still? Or occasional diarrhea? She does. Okay, so she does have ongoing bowel condition. Is there any scarring from that surgery that she had?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see where we're at now. That was a question I missed. I think you're going to be good now. Just double checking everything here. A-M-O-R is her middle name, correct? And Lachey, I'm sorry, I thought I had typed this in. What is your middle name?
Cyanna.
Could you spell that?
C-Y-A-N-N-A.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. And you said you had the medical records. You could provide them by mail if they ask for them.
Yes.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay, let's see. Still telling me something's in the red here. So let's see what it is. Oh, I see what I did. Just leave that blank. Was the question on the connection of NEC? 224. I'll just leave it there. September. Okay. Let me close these out. So give it 1 second here, and I'm going to send you a document via DocuSign. It's going to come on your phone as well as in your email, so you may want to put me on speakerphone here.
Okay.
And let me go into my agreements. And it is Lachey, and her middle name, your middle name is DYNNA, is that correct?
DYNNA.
CY or DY? C as in cat or D as in dog?
T as in Tom.
Oh, T as in Tom. Okay, let me fix that.
My email.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't hear real well. To be quite honest with you, kind of have a hard time with certain letters and words. So let me scroll down and fix that. That is definitely my mistake. TYNNA, right? T as in
Yes.
Tom, YNNA. Glad we caught that. I'm looking over the document right now and fixing it. Okay. You're going to get a text message from me right now. And let me know when you see it.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. First thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive information electronically from me. How's it look to you so far?
It say expense for lawsuit.
Yeah, what you're going to see is there's like little yellow marks. First thing it's going to do is ask you to establish a signature. So when you see the little yellow things, just touch them and it'll pop up. And you should be able to just follow right along with what it's asking you to do. So what do you see on your screen right now?
It say, please draw a signature or initials.
Yeah, please draw a signature on your screen. And then hit continue when you see that. Everything's going to be in yellow that you're going to want to touch. You doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You know what? I got to do this again because I don't think I put the A in Tyanna. Tyanna. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Ah, I'll fix it. Hold on. You could delete that one.
How do you delete it?
Just close it. You'll get a new text here in a second. Tyanna.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Sorry again. Tyanna. Wow, that's really weird. We had it right there. Just scrolling down and making sure. Here it is. Looks good now. Should just have got a text message from me, a new one. And you're going to want to click on it and just do the same thing that you just did. Did you receive it?
Not yet.
Okay. I could resend it again. I just resent it.
Yeah, I received it. I'm about to go to it now.
Thank you. We really are almost done. I appreciate your patience. I'm so sorry.
Are these the last documents that I had to sign?
This is it. Just these documents here. And then what'll happen is that you'll get a call from the attorney's firm. I'm going to text you their information as well. You'll hear from them within about a week. If you don't, maybe even sooner. If you don't, you can text me and I will get them on the line for you. You're going to have my name and contact information here, as well as the law firm. It's going to be helping you out on this. The first text, you don't need to open these yet. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to the canvas here. Thank you. I got your document back. I'll look it over 1 second. Okay, let me take a look at that. Okay, got your. Oh, you have a cute little signature there. Do you have any questions for me while we're finishing up?
No, they never told me how does it work as far as the amount, and will they be sending me a paper check or something?
As far as how it goes, once the case is settled up, every amount is different. Meaning that's why it was important for me to get in all of those questions concerning what happened to little Jenny and all that, like the surgeries and things like that. So what'll happen is once the case is the attorneys will talk to you about that, but once the case is before them, there will be a settlement, and they'll instruct you, or they'll ask you how you would like to be paid. But I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts because I really don't know what they would be. But you are more than welcome to go on to Google, and you can see what the average settlements are coming out to be, because they have actually started settling.
Oh, they did this year?
Oh, yeah. They have started settling them. So what will end up happening is you know, the attorneys will do their best presenting your case, and they could probably give you a little bit better idea on what it might be worth. So just hang tight for Pulaski, AD4. That's the name of your firm, Pulaski. They're going to reach out to you and kind of just go over everything. And if you have more questions on what to expect, they certainly can answer them a little bit better than I can. But your intake here is complete. And I do have, you know, pretty complete information based on what you gave me. Let's see, 117, 127. Yeah, it's looking pretty good. So if I have any additional questions, Ms. Gray, I personally will reach back out to you. But for the meantime, just hang tight, and you will hear from AD4 Pulaski, and they'll finish up everything with you and get it all filed for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. You have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.